Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Glory to His Name. And then part four of Pastor Duck's message, Real Rest in Christ, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me. I am so glad I have entered in. That Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. I'll keep singing glory to His name. I'll sing glory, glory, glory to His name. Glory to His name. And to my heart was that blood just applied. Glory to His name. Oh, come to this fountain so rich and so sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Sing it. Glory to His name.
Come on, y'all.
Now, glory to His wonderful name. Glory to His name. I'll sing glory to His name. Glory to His name. That in my heart was the blood of life. Glory to His name.
Oh, give the Lord a praise and a hallelujah of the living God. Come on, you can do better than that. Amen. I'll sing
glory to His name.
Come on.
Glory to His name. And in my heart that blood applied. Sing it. Glory to His name.
I'll sing
glory to His
wonderful name.
Blood of light singing glory to his
name. Give the Lord a praise in the house of the living God. Come on, y'all. That God's better than that. Amen. He's a lot better God than you're praising Him for. Amen. Give the Lord a praise in the house of the living God. You believe, point one, you believe that Jesus died for our sins on the cross. Secondly, today you believe that Jesus lived a perfect life and realizing that he secured righteousness today, and then he gives that righteousness to us through the process of salvation and sanctification. Yes, Jesus forgives sin, but it's more to it than that. There's more to it than what God's done for us. When God looks at you today with the righteousness of Christ, he is pleased with your living today. But see, you got to live a righteous life, because righteousness today of God is placed in you by the power of Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross. Listen, brothers and sisters, you know what this does for you and I today? It frees us today. It frees us up that I don't have to do something to get God's favor. Amen. You know, as kids growing up, we would do things. You know, we kind of messed up somewhere, did something we shouldn't have done. You know, I know we'll forget the time. Me and my buddy, we would go out in the woods and we'd smoke cigarettes. Huh? We'd smoke, and the bad thing is we'd go out and collect them off the streets. Oh, don't sit there and say, oh my gosh, y'all probably did the same thing. But anyway, y'all got y'all somewhere else, huh? All right. All kinds of things. And then I was found out, caught one day. I did a very stupid thing. Don't ever eat an apple if you're trying to conceal if it's you've been smoking. So my buddy and I, we would eat apples. Well, I went home that Saturday and my mom said, I thought, oh my God, please don't be sniffing on me. Amen. She said, you've been smoking? I said, Mom, can I take the trash out? Anything I can do to help you out? I mean, I tried to do everything to get in her favor. She said, you've been smoking. Wait till your daddy gets home. That was the worst words you could hear. Wait till your daddy gets home, because that razor strap that hung on the basement door, it had my name written on it. It had felt more flesh on my behind than anything in the world. I'm telling you what, that thing could peel the hide right off of you. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I did everything I tried to do to bring favor. You see what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it didn't work. I got a whipping, and then that day we went to the orchard. I think I told this story before. That's all right. You don't tell me, just let me tell it again. We went to the orchard. They wanted to go get some apples. Of all the things that they wanted to go get was some stupid apples. I went in that orchard, and I tell you, every sign on the four walls of that orchard was about somebody smoking a cigar or a pack of Marlboros or something or another, whatever, you know. And I thought, my God, it's just on parade everywhere I go. I mean, be sure your sins will find you out, right? Well, they found me out. But, you know, it was funny, because my dad, after I got the whipping, you know what he told me? He said, I got a good mind to go down to Tiggs Grocery and get a big cigar and make you smoke it. And I'm sitting there inside of me thinking, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Amen. But he didn't buy that one. Amen. You try to find favor. You know, when you mess up, you try to get yourself back into favor. Man, I'm glad today we've got a God that gives us his favor. And I'm glad even when we mess up, even when we sin, when we cry out to a righteous and holy God, I'm glad he forgives our sin. And praise God, he brings his favor on us. Amen. I'm glad that we have his favor, and that today it's all because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. No matter what we face, thank God we can rest in the person and the presence of a mighty God. Listen to Habakkuk 3. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yes, listen to this. Here's a big Y-E-T. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make me to walk upon high places. Amen. That's the favor of God. That's what God, even when you're down and you're out and you feel defeated and depressed and you feel like the world's got its foot on you, I'm glad we've got a God that lifts you up and, praise God, brings you into the high places, because that's where his favor resides. Amen. Praise God. And point number two, you said, thank God it's not three or four. We trust in God's ongoing work. God's not done with you. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, God's not done with you. This is why you can never give up as a Christian. You never give up as a Christian. That is why you can wake up with hope in your heart each day. He never stops working in you. And He never stops working for you. That's why David could proclaim, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In Genesis 2 and 3, God used two important words. And I'm going to close with these words here in just a second. Blessed and sanctified. I tried to alert you to that as I was reading the scriptures. He blesses that which is sanctified. That which is holy. And remember, Peter said of the Lord, he said, be holy as I am holy. To be sanctified or holy means that you're separated. You let the vices and the chains of the world fall off of you. Amen. Sanctification of blessings. These are the Old Testament pictures of a New Testament truth that God has given us. You have to come out of your emotional sewer of life, and you've got to come into the identity that you have in Christ. Amen. Get the world off of you. Amen. Stop letting the world eat your lunch and destroy you. You are a child of the King. You belong to God Almighty. He has redeemed your soul. He has released you today from the condemnation that was against you. And now He's the God who's on your side. And there's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. You were made for much more today than what you're living for. Did you hear that? You were made for much more than the way that you're living. Stop living defeated. Stop living stressed out. Stop living today with the chains of this world entwined about you. Praise God. Get in your relationship and the rest and the peace that you've got in God and live that victorious Christian life. Amen. That's what God wants for your life today. And these Old Testament terms today, this is the picture of what God desires for you and I. Just as God blesses and just as God sanctifies today at creation, He desires His recreation that we are in Christ Jesus today to turn from our sins and to turn to Christ. Just as God blessed and made the seventh day holy, God desires to bless your life with sanctification, with holiness that is found only in Christ Jesus today. So God makes you holy by two things. First thing that He makes you, and you say, oh my gosh, here we go again. Now, short and sweet and to the point. God makes you holy first through your difficulties. Anybody in here difficulty free? Well, if you are, you better enjoy it because it's not going to last long. We all have them, don't we? But man, God will bless you even through your difficulties. Amen. And not only that, but God will make you holy through these things. Because you know what? Through your difficulties, you learn to lean more on Jesus. Amen. And the second thing is your discipleship. Discipleship. That means today you are sold out to Christ. These two things remind us of what? Our dependence that we have in Christ. Believe it or not, your struggle is there for your good. To grow you and to bring you to the dependence that you have in Christ. When you're growing in discipleship, you're growing in your walk with Jesus. Everything we do should be laid at the cross of our Savior. Have you laid your life at the cross? Have you given it all to God? Have you surrendered all to Him? Have you given Him your heart and your life? Are you saved today? And if you're saved, are you seeking sanctification? Set apart and separated from the world, but now separated to the rest that you have in Jesus today. He's got something better for you, friend. Everything we do should land and should be laid at the foot of the cross.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.